Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Cooke, Change is Gonna Come, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Cosmic Philosophy Show. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Manipulation. I am delivering an historic message. All civilized people. It is necessary to talk about it whether or not anybody feels it is not necessary, because what is paying your bill, the bills you pay from going out and work, and therefore work is the only thing that makes your life worthwhile. But that's not true. It's not true. And that is going off into a state of mind that does not identify existence and why you're able to come out of the the mother's womb safely and began to grow into awareness of the world around you. There are a lot of health issues that involve, you know, it's like you have a nice car and you have to keep it functioning, you know, sustain the well-being of the car to so that it's reliable, you can drive it wherever you want to go. Well, similar to that is our existence and why it is not, intellectually proper to think into that state of mind where it's your effort of going to work and earn some money is the chief priority in which we should view our existence. If you felt depressed and not in a workable frame of mind this morning for the individual who has to go to work, and your mind need to be at its best to do the kind of work you do, and the way you feel this morning, you don't feel like you're up to it, you know, and something like that can keep you from going to work today because you just don't feel like you've got it to perform. It's better you call in and say, look, I feel sick. I'm not able to come in today. So many things, and worse than that, can happen. Why? You don't go to work. Not just for one day, but a week or maybe more. So, talking about the various different dynamics that affects our existence. In Ukraine, they're having lunatic war over there. And just think of the importance of being alive and do things people are you know, it is the way life is that a lot of things have to be in place, functioning right to make the human life a good experience. So if we talk about eating and drinking, look at what is going on in a place of war. And they are not the first to endure these kind of foolishness and madness. Because we are in an uncivilized world where you have government with people who find themselves in the seat of governing. And anything they decide to impose on the governing that people depend on to have a good life experience. They don't care about your life experience. They care about theirs. And they look on the duty that they hold to this society that they are serving. They look on it like it's their possession. And when they put these military jets up there with bombs to knock down where you live and the places of business And they don't care how the residents are going to live. They don't care how many of them they kill because they want to come in and take over this country. And to kill as many as they can, it spells victory for them. We only have a permissible government because the world of humanity fall into chaos, and chaos is like having a mother and a father with four children who do not know how to raise up children. And the children are growing up to be an adult and reach to a age of maturity where they decide they're not going to take this old bunch of bullshit from parents anymore because that's not the way parents are to grow up children. And right there, as you can see, it's not going to be good around here. Well, that's basically what is going on in the world right now. And you know, the world of society, it doesn't have civilized government. And what they have is like nobody saying that's not the government to govern us. Nobody not saying that. The government is homosexual. And you can't say it's homosexual government. So, I mean, this is an upside down thing. Whereas people who are being born now is not about to know what a real divine government is, that everybody live according to the king's law. Everybody must fall in under order, no matter who they are. I mean, the law is the law, and no one excels the law beside, I mean, the gods themselves who make it, the kings who make the law. They are trained to be righteous, have a conscience, and do their job. Because the very name that is known as king, that is jurisdiction, that even the king don't supersede the law that he makes. So what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Well, endure with it and until you're dead. But that's not the reason why we have government. You know what I mean? It's not the reason why we have government. So if we are raising children without conscience, good judgment, without respect for the things in life, and they just want it their way, well, you know what that's going to mean. You'll have to wait until they are dead. And if so, good luck. We have better people who come up and think the right way and live by the real law of the gods that invent civilization for civilized mankind. We have to have those people to come to rule so that, you know, the cats and the beasts and, you know, that are creatures created for humans, for civilized humans, even them get their dues. Now, my friends, we have a situation here where civilized people are being ruled by homosexuals. And the circumstances under which that happened, it's delineated and narrated in World History textbook. Nobody reads it. Nobody knows. And homosexual rule. And it gets so twisted that a book that is called the Bible that is supposed to help people to think the right way, that is the book that is telling you to go the wrong way. You're homosexual. It's all right to be homosexual. I want to thank you that we're alive and around today. And I am walking and thinking of a deep element of life. I'm thinking that since I grew up, childhood to now, the only experience I have is one that I have never spoken to an extraterrestrial god or goddesses. And I look deeply into that. Why only either one or the other type of human being, civilized or uncivilized? You know, the mix of nuts, humans, but human element. I don't see anybody else to talk. And no matter how my life is unhappy, I only have human beings to talk. You ever think about that? And then, when I was growing up young, of course, it is the same thing. I don't find any divine beings to talk to. And I don't have experience of talking to the Elohim beings that been here and has returned back to their planet. So that is like a bus came into the terminal, waited about 10 minutes or so, 10 or 20 minutes, and then take off. And here I come to catch that bus, but the bus has left, you know, minutes before I got there. So it's, if you look at that picture about only that, you know, the bus situation, it occurs. I'm accustomed to that. It not fitting into exactly. I have never seen a extraterrestrial god. A hell of him. And in the sense of regarding a divine person to see my troubles, to cure my wounds, I don't experience that. So what is my foundation for living? It is only based on what I am told or I have read. And this pull my consciousness to see that human beings are very inferior beings, because all the element of life that gives us possibility for existence, we don't provide any. We do not provide any. And that makes me feel very helpless, because my ignorance
is the worst thing that keeps me as it were putting out a lot of effort to see if I can make a good, create a good situation for my existence. And my ignorance that is keeping me out of understanding how appropriately think and behave in a manner to make me achieve well enough. That doesn't happen. My ignorance is always holding me back because what? I have not been born and raised up into that knowledge that should put me or make me self-sufficient. You know? So when we do not have sufficient knowledge to do things appropriately, and like I say, it's only other creatures like ourselves you are going to see every day of your life. When you have a corrupt human system that you are not, you're not experiencing the prior knowledge, good knowledge of those who passed this way before and have institutions set up so that charity will inherit the good institutions that is set up to assure that we be taken care of. When that is not happening, we come see transatlantic slave trade and see our ancestors abused, and worst of all, our sexuality not protected. Because how can we be, sexuality has been beaten down into the ground, whereas retardation, our minds so retarded, whereas we don't respect our sexuality for what it is. You know? And what has brought it down, brought us down to this level where the most important aspect of our lives is the sexual organs that we have. But when we begin to look at sexuality through the glands, not through the glands, but through the eyes, through the focus, it is a political thing. When we politicize our sexuality, you know, we're worse than we are even worse off than the first hominids. The first hominids. And if you understand what that means, then we have to understand then that what is expected of civilized existence That sense is gone. That sense is gone. Because if you don't have purity in having children, you like a dog and, you know, a woman dog and a man dog. Because we cannot live like lower animals and succeed. When you have the hominid species interbreed with Y sapien species and the Y sapiens, you know that our world is gone under the ocean. Because it takes quality thinking. Thinking that makes purity sustain the quality life. To have children and grow them up good. Teach them historic facts that they will be, they will know how to live. And that put them in line with their ancestors and the reality of civilization, a civilized life. Short of that, we all turn hominid and primates. So whether we look nice or, and, you know, able to generate certain level of life, the academic, the intellectual, the technical part of our brain have lost its function. And that's what will happen when we allow rules of law. And I talk about AD and a domini, because AD and a domini is not law for civility. But we come to the point where we are accepting sodomite rule of law. They say it's a law of the land. It's not. And when we give them power to handle all our bureaucratic business, well, remember, they are hominid. They are hominids. They are primates. They're ape-likes. That's where they're coming from. They'll never change. Interbreeding, don't change that. So you can add as much enlightenment to them. If you can't change their genome as hominid species, if you can't change that, you can make them talk as much as they can talk, but they will never have the core to take care of a civilized people and run a civilized world. Look at what they're doing. When they think that they can, you know, pile up weaponry and go up in the sky and begin to, you know, shoot and destroy people on the ground, indiscriminately. They don't take into consideration nothing that they are destroying, that the people are depending on to live, give us this day our daily bread. So you look at the culprits who are doing it. Is it a black man? I don't think so. I don't know enough facts about Fidel Castro. And from a distance, since I born in Jamaica and Cuba is like about 90 miles away, Cuba is African hybrid people. They are My friends, Cuba, Cuban people are just like Jamaican. We're Africans. We are ethnic people. And they talk about Fidel Castro under the experience grew up with and has apparently like went into the military, and if I get it right, he overthrew the leader of the country and decide, well, he can do better with it. So I don't know the days of Batista. Appears now to me that maybe when I was so young, I didn't open up to understand the difference of anything along that line back in those days. So I grew up unaccustomed to Fidel Castro as the leader of Cuba, took over from the Batista, whatever his name is. What I'm trying to say to you, there is a climate since we are talking about a time after our society, our African society, is affected by the uncivilized human world, which I'm talking about the non-talking hominids who are ape-like and primates. That's their origin. So if it is funny to you, talking about humanity that is ape-like and primates, you got to understand. If you're accustomed to seeing people as human, African humans, I don't mean white people, then it is, if we are not taught exactly where humanity come from, as it is in the world, it's a textbook, that humanity was not around as a civilized creature going back 3.5 to 4 million years ago. There was no human being around then, prior to that. So we have to get perspective and our views and how we are going to feel and how we are going to think about life that we are experiencing now. We have to know the way it was for the longest in olden time and know what it was, that there was not a world full up of people walking on two feet. There was a time when there was no human being, or human being was developing along with other creatures, primates and stuff like that. So out of that kind of development, human being started out. And what make a human being is a certain taxonomic energy. And we have to know necessarily that humanity from top to bottom, from the lowest grade to the highest grade, humanity is not one species. They are not of the same taxonomic energy. So when it comes to like interbreeding, crossbreeding, and stuff like that. It is not a straight or one distinct type of energy. And we need to know that. Because when you can have an Indian and a Chinese interbreed, and you're of the same species, it's all fine. The Texan is fine. And the ethnic group of hybrid human beings allows for interbreeding of the subgroups that is coming from sapien. Okay? Why is sapien? That humanity go from one level, and from that level, the ground level, is hominin. Hominin species. That's where human development began. And then they develop within that same species to do certain kind of things that they couldn't do in the beginning. So say you have 2 million years of hominid. Then they develop over those time and able to do certain kind of things. I mean, that is within their taxonomic potential. You see what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying. There are certain things that they won't be able to do based on their toxin. And so, that attribute to only that species and its subgroups. So 2 million years passed by. What are they able to do as the first human being? Could they talk? No. What could they do as far as the history tells us about them? They could make stone tools. Various different type of stone tools. Not bronze. Not high iron. History doesn't say that. All right. So we're talking about, if you talk about human being, and you have to remember that, oh, we have different types of human beings. You have to remember that. But most essential is to remember what the first human being that walked upright, call him bipedal, a few million years ago. Remember that. And remember their subgroups over that time. Now, we have one called Homo erectus. One of the subgroups of the hominid, the primate origin ones, primates and ape-like. So think about when we talk about law and order and kings, there was none back there. There was none back there. If you cannot get this in, you might as well go and live in Europe. Because let's say I might not doing the best job of explaining it. But at least, and you know, whatever you can understand of what I'm saying, because I am a lay person talking to you. But however, I stick to what I see as the information I am to follow, because although I am not a science person, but whatever I understand about science, which is to help me understand much better about life, that's what I'm focusing on. And it's the reason why I talk like a layman. I can talk like anybody else. And as true as I think what I understand and endeavor to cling to that understanding. That's what I talk about, so that somebody listening to me, even if they are into science and should understand better about what I'm saying, they shouldn't be able to say this guy is a nut. You know, they should be able to say, well, you know, he stay in the road. He stay in the road of what the truth is, whether he understand it the higher level. All right. So I'm talking about, when we talk about human society today, human society, you're not talking about white people. You're not talking about white people, because if you're talking about white people and an orderly, what we call prehistory society, if we talk about law and order society, you're not talking about white people. Because white people don't have a government that subscribe to civilized law and order. White people just do not. And you are not going to win an argument by proving that white people are civilized, proving that white people have a legal government. You can't do it. Because history, just this world is a textbook that I have right in front of me, which you can't use any world history textbook to prove that this world history textbook is wrong. Maybe on some things, but not in the central and primary beginning of things, beginning of humanity. Because this book will, this world history textbook is not going to affirm that civilized people are white people, the hominid people, you know, who exist since like 3.5-4 million years ago. It's not these white people here. And it's the reason why I'm telling you, we've been around a long time, because no sooner than we go like about 2,000 years, who remember anything the way it was back then, say 2,000 years ago? I mean, and it is at its best that we are going to get it to have history now, say, go back 2,000 years and what happened back to where we are. Is it, you know, I mean, if we got another 1,000 years put on top of this, and make it 3,000 years, my friend, whatever, stay put, stay put. Because right now, it's difficult for us to draw upon 2,000 years ago and fix anything today. Because by the time they call everything that fall under a bureaucracy and who is running the show, oh, you're going to get them out from where they are. Because now, we are talking about kingship government of antiquity. And what kind of people constitute government going back to 509 BC? Now, you're listening to me. You need to listen to what I'm saying. Because it is time for us to understand the criminal element that hominids, Homo erectus, what they have done. We must know what they have done. We must know what did they messed up, what they pulled and distort and set up, imposed on the civilized world. And the civilized world failed to respond. To keep the civilized world, let uncivilized people stay where they belong. No, the civilized people draw back and allow them to come in with fucking ass. Fucking ass is white people's business, and they are to keep it their business. It's not for civilized people. But they decide that they're going to make civilized people conform to them. Okay? I'm alive, and as long as I'm alive, I have the right to say, we don't want it in our settlement. We don't want it on our land. Like I say, we don't have anybody, we don't have the gods here to go to them and go talk to them face to face about anything. I don't see it in any kind of way the right thing for African people to go to white people who are claiming that they are in power. We're not supposed to go to them. And I tried to make this argument to a friend of mine the other day, a woman, and she's a businesswoman. And I feel bad in my gut the way she responded. Because as far as I can see, we are done. African people are dead. Because the most intelligent one of us here today are revering the sodomite white people who are criminals, who have taken over all of our territories and whatever we possess, and in the name of our creators, the Elohim gods, they trash that. White people trash that. Even though they know that they are lying, but that's the way nature is. If the civilized people do not nourish the forces of nature, because we are hybrid, we are not evolved like the hominids, we are created by two different blood. Okay? Why are we stooping down to humanoids that forge crossbreeding with our species? Why? I'm asking you, why? Why? And everywhere we go now, we are under sodomite law, A.D. Anadamani, and you cannot prove to me that A.D. Anadamani is sovereign law. It's Elohim law. And you don't have no authority of law in the world except it be the gods. So these sodomites who interbreed with us and gain power through the blood that we have as hybrid and begin to use it against us. And we don't understand that. We call A.D. Anadamani law, and A.D. Anadamani don't have not even one wheel on its chassis. And they come and set up, they couldn't talk, but now they come and set up university? And black people take that school? Listen to me. I told you yesterday that three of my last shows back to back were not posted on my profile page. And Black Talk Radio has done a lot of it before. And these three, prior to these three that have not been posted since, I think, 25, February 25th, February 26th, and February 27th. So 25, 26, 27, yeah. And today, 28, all right? I am on the, you know, the fourth one now. Well, the third, the three that I told you about, including yesterday, I wrote to them twice about it. And today, so we're coming from like last week, right? So they, trying to you run around, and there was a show about a week or so before that would make it like four shows that were not posted. All right, I'm able to when they don't post them, I'm able to redo them and repost them, get rid of the dates and everything like that. So I don't do that to all of them, but that one I'm telling about, you know, prior to the third, the three of them that I tell you about. So now I'm dealing with these three that I tell you, going back 25th, 26th, 27th, which was yesterday, 27th. They wrote me and tell me that they had some issues, some problems, and they work hard at resolving it. They said it affects some shows. Seemed like it didn't affect some shows, and that they resolve the issue. I don't believe them. I don't believe them. Now, I see that they do resolve them because it doesn't have the notice. And what I did some extra reporting to them. And I don't know if what I do, do something that caused them to put more interest into what I'm telling them, because I am not like every other person. My name is Tim Aldred, right? And on this show, it's called Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm not smiling with neither with Putin in Russia or Donald Trump or Biden. They are the same uncivilized hominids of long time ago. That's where they come from. They have no right business at all. They are very arty about taking over the African people place after, you know, 100,000 years now, since they are talking on all the things that happen where we don't know, we don't have any sense, neither Marcus Garvey nor Dr. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, the whole long line of them. None of them understand why these white people have the homosexual balls, okay, between their crutches, to come and say they're taking over every place that we African people have settled in, and now talk about they have government now and stuff like that. Since when they are talking? I read and I know, and I'm not about I am not about to subjugate to these sodomite fucking uncivilized primates. Okay? When I have the God's kingship laws right here in history, everything in the world is a textbook. Don't say nothing about them. And it doesn't matter what Biden is like. Now, they are only adjusting themselves more and more every day to see what they can get away with. That's what they're doing. They're not going to get away with anything. Not when I am here and you are there and those of us who have some sense. And the gods would rely on us to use the sense that they give us. Turn back to these sodomites, the idiocy that they come to espouse and to uphold. If we can knock them down, we don't worth anything. And that means neither does the God think that we worth anything. Having their blood is one thing. They can waste that blood if they want. We are the ones who have something to live for. And if we allow them, we call these homosexual, this new tongue that they have talking that they never could talk. If we allow them to get away with that, then our species are wasted. Wasted. It's not what the world is. The world is a textbook. Don't recognize white people as civilized. And if they want to have some life, they don't come and interbreed us and kill us and stuff like that and have a good life. No. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you think that, you have a life to live and it's the little things that we cater to that's sponsored by cash, money, and stuff like that, and that's what these white people are using, I'm above that. I'm above that. And I don't know, anything else besides what I read. I don't have anything else to depend on. So the substance of the gods is important to me. What I read about the gods, and there are too many evidence in writing on what we can observe all around the planet. We don't need these primates, ape-like white people, to come and fuck our species and talk about they have power to govern the world. I don't see that. I didn't invent me. I did not invent me. And what I come and read and see here, it is too flagrant. It is too flagrant. And you see, I pray to the gods that whatever I am doing, that they can see my desire and my intent. And I know that they have the power to act upon whatever we do that is right in their sight. They want us to have the right life. They don't want us to have a life coming from these white fucking ass primates and ape-like first humans of millions of years ago. That's not where they want us to go with our life. Not when we have the book here to read to tell us where we are come from and can know very well it does not include white Europeans that up there 1.5 million years ago and could never talk They could only make stone tools and make a fire to warm themselves on whatever they do. Right? And perhaps clothe themselves in animal skin. They couldn't make clothes. They don't come from nowhere. I am here trying to tell you out there, read and rehabilitate yourself and stop following Bible and church. Stop. Stop following Bible and church. What I'm talking about here, I mean, doesn't reflect anything that I want anything from white people. If they want to come here and talk about it is theirs and then tell me it is theirs and it seems like, oh, I'm begging them something. Well, you know what? I beg your pardon. That's not what it is. That is not what it is. They're not going to come here and make some, you know, I mean, fucking ass in error, what they call it, you know, criminal effort to destroy us, use bomb and use all kind of stuff and destroy us. No, if look, I were to die for a cause, it can't be about dying for Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, it's not even reasonable for me to address Jesus Christ like it's a character that exists. Jesus is not a character that exists. It's a fiction. It's a legend. Jesus is not a historic Jesus. There is no historic Jesus. When we say Jesus is a historic character, as an African ethnic person, we are doomed. We are doomed because that's not true. That's what they put, you know, for, you know, my parents' offspring, like me, come up and get deceived and get my, and get my the function of my brain all, you know, mixed up and don't know the truth that is in history, the history without error, and tell us where we're coming from. That's what these white people want. They are three-quarter where they want to go with us. They have established over the past 100,000 years since they interbreed and can talk, my friends, that's an easy passage for them to turn the entire world into faggots, homosexuals. They will never be anything but homosexuals. Just as you read in their book, Genesis, they write that. We don't write nothing like that. We could not produce a Bible like that. Because we are not created by a spirit God. Created by a spirit God. So we couldn't have a life, live after Jesus Christ. Because none of that ever existed. And then I'm here, you know, almost every day. And, you know, give the number for people to call me. Nobody will come and nobody won't come. But I am not just talking for somebody to come. I'm talking because I'm talking substance. I'm talking the fact. I'm talking what we don't see now, but we may see tomorrow or the day after. You never know when. Because clearly, like I say, we are human beings that are too inferior to the gods, them who came to earth and never come with no intention to create us. Things happen on their mission and they needed helpers. And they are sophisticated enough to create helpers. And that's what they did. Well, that's what we are. Now, when we go to the Sodomite church about Abraham, they take everything that we have and make up what they want. And we don't find that out. Oh, that's bad. And not because I can't find anybody who is making sense, I'm going to make sense. And if it is I alone going to talk and make the sense, I'm going to do it until I'm done. But I have no fear about it at all. And if I am saying it's good for all. Okay? And you can tailgate on it. It's not just tailgating, but it's like take it for yourself and make use of it for yourself, because there is no reality like our own reality, and that is, that reality is the God's created hybrid. And it happened. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. And like, again, I'm warning you, in the world, it's a textbook that we have here. It does not include primates, man of Kenya. It does not include white people that left Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. It does not include them. That's not what this is talking about. As revolutionary advances in heart, remember the Bronze Age, right? They don't have nothing to do with the Bronze Age. They make stone tools for 3.5 million years. White people don't make anything. They couldn't talk. Even after 3.5 million years, they still never talk. It's a fact in history, everywhere. And they want to come and call us modern man. No, those thinkers, white people, they are modern because they interbreed up with us. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be modern or just mad. No earn. You see what I mean? That's the reality that we're dealing with. Oh, no, you see, we allow them, Africa, allow them to, like, make up government, Africa, and throw down our kingship. No, whatever mileage is there to get out of this, we're going to get it out of it. Because the gods is able to use water and wash them away, use wind and blow them away. This is the God's business. Their mission on earth is not going to go in vain, because there are those of us who respect them, respect their origin of things, and don't want anything else. Our ancestors were wrong. Wrong, 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 altogether. There are those of us who want the real life that the gods really give to us. We can't get it because some of us are willing to bring them in and give them our blood, so that they can come around and want to fuck our ass. Now, I mean, why didn't Africa know that these people fuck ass before begin to, like, give them the key to take us and go slavery and do whatever they want to do with us, whatever they wish? It is only us who make up the civilization. It's not these sodomite white people who start talking. It's not them. Why do we allow them to make a new kind of system? No. No. Let these fucking ass white people go to Europe with their system. Okay? That's what I see everything is saying here. And it means whatever we want and we would desire of the gods, to remove them out of our system. That's what is needed. And all we need to do is make the petition and have it granted. Because we don't have any places to go. Okay? When these fucking ass, primates, going to tell us this is their country, our country, you know that they're primates. Because only primates would be talking like that. You don't steal, you don't kill and steal and do all these things to other people who are civilized and they are not. And got into where they are by committing all these horrible crimes against the second species, the wise offshoot of Neanderthals and wise sapien. That is in history, my friends. Okay? And what I'm talking about, why it bothers me when these sodomites are out there fooling around with the shows that I'm doing, I am saying what is in history and for all people to know. They need to know themselves. But they don't want to know anything because they only know about fucking ass and fucking pussy too, because they bring some children, whatever they're bringing, but that's what's happening. But hey, nothing don't happen for nothing. Things are happening because of something, and who make the something is not them, because 3.5 million years, they don't do nothing besides make tuntable and fuck ass. That's it. Now, we cannot let them in to take over the world and with AD and Adamani and make it seem like the gods who do all their thing in South Africa. It's like whatever they have done, it was for them, who is not even showing up into World History textbook. No, it's not for them. But if we allow them to do it, you know, along with using all kind of weapons that are being made because Bronze Age create metal that change the order of our society, and they come and say, you know, it's all about them. You mean, and we're afraid of them because of what they are capable of doing. No, but there's greater power, and if nobody wants to be a part of that power, this is Tim Aldred. I'm going to be it, and as much as I can, because of it. I want the gods to help me be the best I can. Gosh. You know, and if anything else. So, I am paying money to do this show. And I want as many people. And if, you know, if I were doing something like breaking law that they believe I'm breaking their law, AD Anadamani. AD Anadamani is fucking shit. In the year of our Lord is fucking white people shit. Okay? And they get some African people in there who don't know no better. It's their fault. Because if they didn't come here, if they didn't like jump at our people and get mixed up with them, they stay right where they are like 3.5 million years ago, we wouldn't have any problem at all. You see, and they should be up there in Europe, minding their own business. They come here and create all these problems. You know, I think it's a pleasure, you know, that I am shown what is the truth. I don't have to live into be a fucking nonsense church anymore, right? Now, if nobody don't want to hear the truth, well, you know what I mean? It's up to you. There is nobody that I think I respect for them to can only be scared to explain what they are thinking. And but expect for me to do like they do. It ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. You see what I mean? And what is to be must be. Because what I'm trying to tell you is the worst thing to tell me who grew up in church and think that Jesus was real, think that God was real, and that there was nothing else but that to know in the world. And now come to find out, say, I'm dealing with homosexuals who want to, like, tell me, drop your drawers and let me fuck your ass. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. The gods bear witness. They will bring us our right state of mind. Those of us who are not dead yet, and we want to enjoy the life that gave to us, and get these white fucking ass primates out. Okay? They don't look like primates anymore because they've been fucking our species over 40,000 years. Okay? And they couldn't talk until they come and turn on the hybrid and disable the hybrid now. Well, you know what? They need, if they have any sense, is to go back where they come from and don't stay here and try to tell us we must learn to fuck ass too. Because you know what? So long as the gods say, Tim, go get them. That's all I'm going to do. Prove that it can be otherwise. Can be the truth. And that's what I know. Praise and honor be to the gods. Their work manifests. The heavens declares the glory of the gods. And the firmament shows on the work, my friends. Look, I don't need anybody else with their dumbed down. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You probably know what I'm talking about. The cerebrum and the cerebellum. That's what I'm looking at, man. That's what is at work. And I know. I just need to pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Because in no time, you can see the sky turn from blue to something else. You see what I mean? So why must not I trust in that? So I tell you, where we're coming from are the civilization that heaven has created. Human civilization first, because of the gods. It's not these sodomites talking about. They are presidents. President of the United States. And who is the God of heaven? And if I regard the King of heaven, then what about these guys talking about they are monarch? They are presidents and all this kind of stuff. And I can see clear as day. I mean, they are not, no, I am to disrespect them. And learn, praise anew the gods of heaven and earth. And I want to live my life just that way. Whether I, you know, whatever. I want to develop that state of mind. Because for me to have the right state of mind, life will be exactly what it's supposed to be. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, my friends. I'm glad that they fixed the shows that were not posted. And I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say I thank them for fixing the problem, because it will enable people who do listen to me out there, allow them to hear things that I am sure, if they take it the right way, they will find out they better themselves. That's what has changed my life and take me out of this, no hope situation, my friends. And it's up to you to learn what you can grasp and identify as the truth. And hold on to it, because it's difficult. Once you have been brought through these almost sexual agenda on planet Earth, and we cannot find a way, it's hard, it's difficult. It's difficult. So now I come to where I have discovered certain knowledge that keeps me in the direction where I want to give myself to, just to that, right? And what I'm telling you is what I see. Like I say, only thing I want to gain is the perfect knowledge, and that when I am putting it out, I'm putting out what I know, because I realize what I have been taught in the Bible to the best of my respect and love for what I was taught in the Bible. I mean, there were some little good things in there, but, you know, what was needed more than all is for the truth of our existence. Once they mess with that, nobody tell me nothing else. Okay? So here we are. We are the one who bring civilization in the world. They come and take it now, and over the past 100,000 years, they now manage to make up all kinds of, you know, things and make it seem like it is their way, is not the history way. So leave out history and take up their way, right? Christmas, right? Christmas is what we are to celebrate. And Christmas is talking about the bogus Jesus and God of the Bible. That's what they want us to believe in, and we are totally out of the way once we do that, right? So when I read things that is showing me things that happen, and I can see that these things are still around, whilst they cannot show you anything around, we come from the Bible. You see, everything they want to associate you is with believing in what doesn't exist. And they are convincing us to sing songs and to do all kind of stuff while assuming what they are talking about, a spirit God, a Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and all those kind of foolishness. You see what I mean? They want that to be real. Now, It can only be real when they got it from a history that said the same thing, because history is before them. All right. So we brought in by the gods civilized knowledge that we get because we have their blood. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabitable world. Because of us, 200,000 years ago, okay? We are created speaking babies. They had to come rape us and kill us and do all kind of things to have talking babies. That's what they do, right? We don't do that. We come out as a real bona fide creation between sapien and the Elohim gods, a mixed one. We are the mixed one. See, we're not fumbling and going around and try to destroy other people to get any advantage for nothing. And we have them come here and talk about imperial colonialism. Do you know what imperial colonialism is? I'm telling you, dear Lord, we don't need to allow these white people and our land any further, anymore, because this is too bad. And whatever the situation was, we want to get it, you know, behind us. No more of that. to contaminate us. We don't want them all of that. But these white people must go back where they come from. We don't, no, there's nothing that they're doing make them desirable. Which part? No, because this very moment they're saying, you know, we don't have any right to be in America. Do you imagine that? These quackos, primates, origin. Yeah? Yeah. There's no history to prove their existence as anything that can be civilized. There's none. So the little interbreeding that they get to make them talk and understand things much better than where they were as hominids, they can hold on to that, but don't come in our territory and tell us that he's over. No. No. So we have all the situation, the workings of the forces of nature, to blast them out. And that's my prayer to the gods. And it be me alone? Yeah, let it be me alone. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in Nibiru heaven. We are put here to emulate kingdom, the government, the kingship, the calendar handed down to us. Not these fucking ass white people. As I look out there and see traffic, you know, driving here and there and stuff like that, and I see, you see, all these white people want is to set up this world for all of us to live like sodomites. The best thing when you're done work and stuff like that, you're going on and you're going to, penetrate a harness batty hole and let off your energies, right? And tomorrow you'll do the same thing. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. You see, all we have is the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, and you don't know nothing about that, neither are you interested. Listen. Let's hear this. Fifth dimension.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. Magnificent.
I tell you, it is going to take a very serious person to be influenced by the realization of the knowledge that will give us the right perspective of life before we die and get out of here. It's hard to start learning the truth about life, you know? It is. When you already been conformed, you're already being conformed, just like I was, and begin to understand the information that if I want to be transformed to the truth of history, I can achieve that. I can adjust to, you know, take out the hold and put in, I mean, in the context of what we have been affected by. I'm not talking about the truth of old. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the wrong thing, the AD and Adamani foolishness. You see what I mean? Now, anyhow you take up the world history textbook and begin to talk about where we're coming from, white people run away from you. Really? Because if you begin to ask them, where is life coming from? They cannot go into that. They only want AD and Adamani and Jesus Christ and all the foolishness that they make up. Once we get affected by the truth of the historic facts, history, record, historical record of the past, where we are coming from, then we will struggle along until we find enough of the force that keeps us focusing on the right thing and feeling the right way. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. There is nothing to lose. Paying attention to the history that brought us where we are. AD and Adamani and white people, you die one by one with foolishness on your mind. But you want to be renewed in the understanding of what is real historic facts. That's where we want to go. But like I say, it's not easy. You see, once your mind is conditioned to what's going on here, and all our objective is based upon what the Bible says. All right. Now, I want to talk to you about our brain function, and the difference between the ethnic African people who this situation come about in history that tells us what transpired and why sheep turn goat. You know, if so to speak. All right, let's talk about human speech. And remember, I tell you, whether or not you want to accept it or not, white people are not human beings. Human beings come from sapient species. and look it up and see what you get. Okay? Civilized human beings come from wise sapien. Wise sapien did not talk, but they were the wisest of the human class. Okay? They did not, the wise sapien did not come from apes. They did not come from primates. No. Sapien is a different species. It's the second species of the human race. Okay? The taxonomic is different. So, what I'm trying to say to you, by you seeing white people come and say they're ruling the world, and you're not taking into consideration that 100,000 years ago, they had no clothes on. They were naked, running the bushes, living in caves and stuff like that. That's a fact. So they come now and try to make us think that, you know, they have the finest clothes of a long time ago. No, but I'm going to push them into the history that says, oh, so tell me about 1.5 million years old. In you know, you are in Europe. 1.5 million years. That put together with your entire evolution of 3.5 million years. What you did all of that time, what your ancestors did, is make stone tools. And you come and make stone tools. And when you interbreed with the Neanderthal species, sapien species, subgroup, Neanderthal is subgroup of wise sapien. They're the first subgroup. And then the next subgroup is the blood, the DNA of the wise sapien that made wise sapien. That's what we have. So what I'm saying, when I say to you, now, because we must know these things, because what they are doing or what they have done so far is try to totally displace wise sapien. That's what they try to do. And while walking on our backs, while taking on our characters, own and take away every authority of government and everything from us, that's what they have been doing. When I tell you that there is no Mary of a boy child and all these whole bunch of foolishness, it's batty fucking nonsense. These white people are writing and using brute force and all these kind of things to make us bend to what they want us to be. So you're talking about all these things they make up about democracy and voting and all these kind of stuff. These are for the dogs. They fuck dog and fuck on us. And we must not allow them to stay in our place and do that. And be head of educational institution. Fucking dogs and man ass and make what they call federal law to fuck us all. We don't allow that. We don't allow that. Don't you catch us doing that? Allowing them to do it? With all the churches? I'm telling you. They taking our own blood, that caused them to talk and use it against us. All right, let me go on and tell you something about this. Brain specialist Ronald E. Mayers and colleges hone in on proto-mother language. Right? That's what I'm going to talk to you about. And in the meantime, let me play you a little Autumn Leaf. And that is Nat King Cole. I'll be right back in just a second. Just a few minutes.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay. Now, I feel very insulted. I feel very insulted when I have to argue these kinds of stuff, that I have ancestors of the past who should get all these old bunch of nonsense out of the way. But what has happened is things have gone so bad and gone down this road where I imagine the host of heaven is looking down on us and just, you know, shake their heads and, you know, wonder why we are not, you know, what did they do? What did they do wrong that causes us to become so worthless? We have the capability. But we don't have no administrative control over anything. All right. Let me just explain to you why I am talking this here. It's about the way, the fact that we are a people that were created by fertilization in vitro, in glass tube. DNA. It's a DNA, manipulation that brought us to be civilized human beings. That's what brought civilization in the world. Otherwise, there would be only hominid evolutionary human on the planet. and there would be no commerce, no school, no education, no nothing at all. Okay? But because whatever caused this, this is what happened. These developed hominids. They see our white sapien came on the scene and begin to fuck them up and interbreed for about some 40,000 years. So that would collide. Those incidents collide with the creation of the hybrid, us, in South Africa. So remember now, once we were created in South Africa, 100,000 years later, some of us began to come westward, right? And that's where the problem occurred. There was no problem with us before. And as you can see, 100,000 years later, we can go wherever we want to go. But what happened to these white people in Europe? They were up there now going into like 1.5 million years up in Europe, right? And running into our the Neanderthals, they started interbreeding with them. I mean, how did it happen? I don't have anybody to tell the tale yet. I can only look through the history and how it's illustrated and make the best of understanding of what caused this kind of a disaster. So what I want to show you in 100,000 years time, we are talking and establishing our settlement. And as you may see, they don't come with AD and a dominion and imperial colonialism until they interbreed with our people and start talking. But they didn't talk with the with the Neanderthals. They talk with us, hybrid. They get the blood of the hybrid gods. The Neanderthals did not have the blood of the gods. They are not hybrid, but we are. So whereas they look better human when they interbreed up for a long time with the Neanderthals, but with us, the hybrid, they get more than looks. They get speech. And that's why white people are talking. Now, if you don't know that's true, tell me what's true. All right. Now we are having all sorts of problems to defend that we are the civilized people. We are the ones who were created hybrid to speak at birth then. We were born with the gift of gab then. Okay? And just see, they are having like seminars and stuff like that. Scholars from many different countries get together to trace out how speaking come about. And listen to what they talk about here. Brain specialist Ronald E. Mayers and colleagues own in on proto-mother language. You know what proto means, the best, where it come from. Okay? Brian, specialist, Ronald E. Mayers, and colleagues, own in on ancient proto-mother language. So you're going to think now where these white people are coming from in origin. 3.5 million years, and they don't talk. After 3 million years, three and a half million years, they still never speak a language, no word, but make stone tools and blah, 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 blah. Like bird make a nest. That's it. You see what I mean? All right. Listen what Mr. Mayor and his colleagues, what they found tracing where our talking come from. Just a second.
I'm doing a show right now. We can talk later. You will call me? After 7. Okay, cool. After 7. That's good?
Okay. Now, I want to thank you, you know, and beg your pardon for, you know, someone, you know, a little distraction. Now, whatever happened, let the truth speak for itself, okay? Whosoever will. And not a shoving down nobody's throat, nothing. Okay? But the truth is the truth. We cannot allow evil to triumph and take away the liberty of our existence. We don't have law to protect us. And if we don't use our equilibrium, if we don't use our brain and all the attributes that we get, that's what I was thinking, that we're not seeing any divine one to talk to, but we have the record here and we have the brain. We have the brain. And if we can't use our cerebrum and cerebellum with all of the attributes that's in us to do things, that's the reason why we are put on our own. Because as long as we pay attention, we'll be guided by our brain. Okay? And that's how we are protected, is when we do the right thing. Right? Follow our brain. All right. So listen to these guys now, using their brain by the information that is right here. Listen now, brain specialist Ronald E. Mayers and his colleagues, when they own in on ancient proto-mother language, that's where our language comes from. Remember, we are created 200,000 years ago. All right. Spearheading the search for a mother tongue have been Aaron Dolgopolsky. Now, at Haifa University in Palestine, and Vitaly Shivoroskin, now at the University of Michigan, right? It was primarily on the latter's initiative that a breakthrough conference was held at the University of Michigan in November 1988, titled Language and Prehistory. The conference brought together from 7 countries more than 40 scholars from the fields of linguistics, anthropology, and genetica. The consensus was that there had been a monogenesis in the beginning. Yes, their consensus in this conference, these brain specialists, the consensus was there. The consensus was that there had been a monogenesis beginning. Okay, one language in the civilized beginning. And the civilized beginning have nothing to do with hominids, the primates. It has nothing to do. This is not talking about white people. This language, an early language, is not talking about them. Because remember, the history show that they have to committed the worst crime of raping and interbreeding the Neanderthals for about 40,000 years. Okay? So these guys going into conference to talk about brain, it has nothing to do with them. You see what I mean? Because white people come to the provision of evolution. Who is behind evolution? Nobody don't talk about that. However, everybody's going to jump now and talk all kind of foolishness now. Because nobody wants to read and follow the discipline. All right. So these guys get together back in 1988 and in a conference in the University of Michigan, the language and prehistory. You see, what happened in prehistory that tells us about how the hybrid came about? Because without admitting to the knowledge of the hybridization of the gods, you don't have civilization outside of that. And yet still these sodomites want to go on with the world with AD Anno Domini and wipe out what history says. So these guys are in a conference that has nothing to do with white people. None whatsoever. And listen to what they're saying. They say, but think about who is in this conference. The kind of a brain, the studies of intellectuals who are coming to this kind of a conclusion. Think about that. Okay? And it is very helpful when you know that white people has nothing to do with this. Okay? The context of what I am reading don't include white people because they were not even talking 100,000 years ago. So by the time they interbreed up and get education from our institution, not from theirs, because they can't have no institution whatsoever. So you look at what they have in Europe now and talk about when did they establish any civilized institution in Europe and see what they tell you. Let you know that they are kicked out of the intellectual finding a fact when it comes to talk about 200,000 years ago. They're not into that. But yet still they want to come in and pretend like, oh, they are the ones to tell us what's going on. You don't do that. You just don't do that. It's doing that. African government has done and put the world
where it's at right now. You see what I mean? Because these white people don't know what they're talking about. Issues that affects the world and how, civilization is supposed to be, administrated. They don't know anything about that. They don't want the money for themselves when they talk about politics. They're talking about putting in their own white people in there and, they don't want to put no black into position and not like that. So why are we around them trying to get into their government when we should have kicked them out long time? They can't use up all of our places where we settled and do what they want to and tell us that we must go by their law. No. Enough of that. Now, let's stick to the academic discipline where them don't have nothing academic that is based on civilized grounds. Nothing at all. How we allow them to come in and put up church and put up all these old bunch of, Jan Crow foolishness. Okay, fucking us. Everything that is demoral. Okay? Immoral. And stink and nasty and uncivilized. We allow them to come into our place with it. And instead, we are taking care of ourselves. We are depending on them to take care of us. That's madness. All right. So let me go on now and tell you what is the conclusion of this conference. So it says, their conclusion at the conference is that, according to prehistory, the consensus was that there had been a monogenesis of human languages. They come from one singular genesis, the tongue, one tongue that began to generate other type of languages. A mother tongue in a proto stage, right? So mean the original tongue was proto stage. You understand that? Was given to us by the creator, the gods, them. Come on, man. If we are not into this type of knowledge, I tell you what, we're not going to make it into the grade where we are accepted as civilized people. This is civility, right? Understanding this knowledge right here is the proto. You see what I mean? So it goes on that there has been this proto genesis, human languages of a mother tongue in a proto stage at a time about, 100,000 years ago. Think about that now. We are leaving out of Africa 100,000 years ago. But we are talking 100,000 years before that, when we were created. So 100,000 years ago, we were 100,000 years developing our existence. So we are in villages that time and going on with life, that we are able now to, we are able to do this. Since we were the first anatomic prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as wise sapien sapien, right? Wise, wise sapien sapien human being. We appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Evidence indicates that they began, which means us, began, some of us, began outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? So people, we were there 200,000 years ago. All right? So by we having 100,000 years spent developing, it was 100,000 years ago now, which making it 200,000 years since we have been created in Africa. This is how we know now for sure. Our identity, anatomic identity as hybrid, because here it is telling you sapien sapien. That is coming out wise sapien, the original species, parent. You see what I mean? So what else you want? When it tells you that, of course, humanity in and of itself began from the ground level, hominid, those that are classified and described as ape-like and primate, okay? And when 250,000 years ago was the first that wise sapien came about and began to produce two subgroups, Neanderthals and sapien sapien. You see, and we don't have no. We don't have any prefix beside wise. Our foreparents, the species itself, was wise sapien. We're not homo. Okay? That's the difference in this human beginning and the end. We go from hominid to sapien. Okay? They are hominid. They are homo. Homosexual. We are not. We don't come from not homosexual. Okay? So if anybody wants to tell you that we born and we were homosexual, these are hominids trying to pull us into equality with themselves. Don't fall for them kind of a faggot, whole bunch of a trickery. You understand? Like A.D. and Adamani now. What is A.D. and Adamani? Them can't even tell you that. When they make up Jesus and trying to tell us that's what they put them calendar and everything on, and we become a part of it. Where are we going with that? Do you know what they think about when they hear me here talking that stuff? They cannot face this. No, they cannot. All right. So now, I tell you exactly what these guys are working on about language. And when I ask a question, what causes white people to be talking when 3.5 million years ago, they are 100% hominid. They are ape-like and they are primates. Okay? How did they come to talk when at the time we are leaving Africa, 100,000 years ago, making sound tools, there were no Bronze Age there. right? There was no Bronze Age activity there 100,000 years ago in BC era. 100,000 years ago, when did the Bronze Age begin? You know, when did the Bronze Age begin? They were not talking then at all. They're making stone tools. You see. So clearly, you know, I mean, a few thousand years ago, I mean, the Bronze Age came along. You see what I mean? Now, you have 3,000 B.C. when the Bronze Age came. So Bronze Age never come in yet. You see, and the only thing these guys can do when the Bronze Age came in, they started to interbreed with our people now. After them interbreed with the Neanderthals like 40,000 years, we are leaving Africa now 100,000 years ago. So that's when they begin to like interbreed with us and raise up children. So how long it take them now to turn over their generation and only have talking people, white people? This is who we're dealing with right now. You see what I mean? And they are trying to hide. That is what caused them to talk. But nothing else can make them talk. Except the interbreeding. And interbreed with who? Not themselves, but with a talking species, the wise sapien. That's it. That we become hybrid and thus sapien. That's it. So we are talking from way back then. And they now come interbreed and start talking. And we are not noticing that. And that is how they cut our throat. For negligence, not having knowledge to know who we are and who they are. That's why they want to call themselves civilized people right now. Because we neglect to understand what history says. All right? Now, so I'm telling you, We shouldn't be having the struggle that we are having right now. We should not be. But we are, because we are failing to keep up with the record. We are going to church instead. And the more you go to churches, the more you turn idiot. And you will think that, oh, that's where the good God is. There's not true like that. All right? Get into the history and know the truth. And stop talking nonsense where you don't learn from proper source of history. Now, we are struggling for I want to call it now, survival against these white people. See, they have all these military stuff and, you know, just kill, I mean, the way of life. You see what I mean? And you think it's a joke. The more you sit underneath them and going under their law and be like, oh, the law, you have to obey the law of the land. They don't have law of the land. Kingship is the only law of the land. You see what I'm trying to say to you? And it doesn't matter which way you want to turn this. White people are not civilized. They cannot run a world except the way you see what they're doing. And we give them a pass, killing us and kill whatever they want to kill. Because we don't have any sense. Okay? You want to go work with them in the Senate up there in Washington and all that kind of thing and think that, oh, they are it is the greatest thing. Oh, they're just now going to put a black woman on the Supreme Court now. And it's not a wonderful thing. Because, I mean, you're actually fucking ass with them when you begin to praise them for putting a woman on the Supreme Court. What happened to our kingship, government, you know, in a bicameral chamber with a king and his deputies working? What happened to our government? We are idiots. And make these sodomite white people, them who just start talking the other day, we don't know that they're talking because they violated our species. We don't know that. Unless we know that, we're going to perish in a seat. We are perishing. Instead of being afraid of learning the truth, and such as this conference that I'm telling you, that, you know, the specialist, brain specialist, Ronald E. Myers and his colleagues, you know, what they get into this, they tell you in 1988, that they call the conference, and searching for a mother tongue, right? And the conclusion of the conference, you see, of these scholars, they are telling us that the consensus that they come to was that there had been a monogenesis. Genesis means beginning, right? Beginning of our race. Beginning of our civilization. You see what I mean? That shows there was a monogenesis of our language. Okay? When human being as a whole began to talk. It's not the white people then. You have nothing to do with them. It's us. And you read in the World History textbook and you don't see white people in it at all as a culture. No. You don't see them because they were not. There's no way they could be excluded from civilization if they were talking from way back when. Oh, man. You know, this is just something that we should have known a long time ago. But if we didn't know then, and now we have to know, well, why are we dragging our feet? Why we are not getting into conference and stuff like that and find out, I mean, follow these scholars that have already paved the way for us? Why are we not paying it any attention? I am. Sodomites are sodomites. And if you want to put sodomite to run the world and you satisfied with that, well, you're too ignorant for me. And, you know, it's not nice that, you know, I have to say that, but what else am I supposed to say? You see, when you have our people behaving like they have the most knowledge, and since you can make a lot of noise and talk all kind of foolishness to yourself, you know, well, that's the way you leave situation. We're not going to progress when we are able to do that and feel good about ourselves. So it goes on to tell you that a monogenesis of human languages, a mother tongue in a proto stage. Imagine that. At a time about 100,000 years ago. Source of this information. Genesis Revisited. You can get this in the book Genesis Revisited, Zachariah Sitchin, in chapter 10 on page 223. You can read this story, my friend, and see it for yourself. This is not bogus information in no way. And I wouldn't be reading foolishness anyway. But I give you the source that you can find it. Go Barnes & Noble,
Amazon.com, and you can get this little book. It's not going to cost you a fortune, but this worth a fortune, though. This information here, and you'd be surprised how many more, you know, I mean, serious issues you are going to find in this book. You would, I mean, quadruple, I mean, pay many, many times what you will pay for this book right today, right? I'm not trying to sell a book. I'm trying to get someone to read good history that you can set your mind on it and rely on it. All right. Now, both sources of historic citing affirm the fact of civilization advancement 100,000 years ago from hominid to wise sapien. Now, a second source here is National Geographic World History Textbook, Glencoe School Publishing Company, edition 2004. The first anatomic hybrid ethnic human being. Wise sapiens, wise human being appeared in Africa between 150 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. My friends, I'm glad to bring you this information because I know that people out there welcome this. And we help each other. I mean, whatever I know, I don't have a place storing information, you know, that I'm supposed to share with other people because I want other people to know it just like I do. And that's what I live for. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I feel some confidence that you will get this program. This is going to be a very rewarding program for anyone who get a hold of this. All right. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and I pour out of myself to you whatever I understand. And in a dark world as this we are in, AD Anadamani, we need the truth. We need all of the truth that we can get because they try very hard to keep us away out of the prehistory light of history. So I really thank you for tuning in and hope that you are making good of knowledge yourself because someday we won't be here. I hope to see you on the next edition. And don't forget that whilst we are suffering, the white people out there having a good time talking foolishness, preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified and all that. We need to toss all of those things into the junk box. I mean, the junk, you know, heap back there and burn them because these things is not for us, right? So take good care of yourself. Here's a little melody here.
Midnight sings Before I Lose My Strength. And it is a good melody. See what you like of it.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mouth of the Lord. Yeah. Before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind. Before I lose my strength, all my waking hours of time. Before I lose my strength, all for the Most High Jah. Before I lose my strength, before I in the days of my youth, my strength, all for the Most High Jah, Abba, I choose my strength, my armor in time of survival, I renew my strength, my youth. Mighty rushing stream of power coming from the words Smith Jah, shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow. Before I lose my strength, all of the days are singing, all my days of strength, all of my days have I. All of the herb, man burning, the herb, man growing, more of the vibes of life, to maintain internal height. Before I lose my strength, all of my breath, oh Jah, a joyful song I sing. Tomorrow, the woman and the youth must see by example. Before I lose my strength, before I lose my strength, talk back to Babylon. So many vibes to care for my people. Suffering over Yala, my strength. Know that this should not prolong no more, my son. So before I lose my strength, all of my thoughts of good. Before I lose my strength, implemented as they should.
Okay, so we got it now to okay. So I hope. All right.
We're coming down to a close now. I want to find you a couple more tune. Let's see, Billy Ocean, Suddenly.
Used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly you're in love. Yeah. Girl, you're everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take notice.
Mm-hmm.